News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
On News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. Now, a British survey has shown that a third of girls have experienced sexual harassment in public while wearing their school uniforms. An extraordinary figure. Our reporter, Roisin Davis, took to the streets to find out how common it is to be harassed while wearing a school uniform.
The town that I'm from Wexford Town, and there definitely would have been a lot of girls hanging around there after school and stuff. There was two all-girls schools, so there was two schools that were around town in their skirts and stuff, and they definitely would have had comments made to them if it was too short, or even if it was too long, there always would have definitely been something said to them.
Yeah, I wore a school uniform for years and I never had any hassle.
And was it a skirt that you were wearing?
Yeah, but it was a full-length skirt. It was fashionable when I was in school to wear them really long, so we all were pushing them down instead of rolling them up. That could have been the problem.
Mostly guys from schools, but there was like older men and stuff that would have been like, it was like, oh, the short skirts and things like that.
Pretty unfair that girls have to take more comments than boys have to.
Okay, we're joined by screenwriter and author Stephanie Priser. Stephanie, are you shocked by these figures or surprised by them?
I'm not shocked or surprised. I am fairly disappointed, but I think, you know, this is kind of the time we live in now.
Is it the time we live in? Did it always happen, or are we just less tolerant of it now? Are we more willing to call it out?
I hope that we're more willing to call it out, you know, but I'm always surprised at how these things are phrased and how the story is sort of, you know, school uniforms are sexualized, are too sexualized, or they're sexualizing young girls as though school uniforms are not an inert object. You know, yeah. It's the same discourse as guns kill people. Guns don't do anything unless there's people at the other end of it. And it's people who objectify girls in school uniforms.
And you would have thought that, like, a school uniform is evidence that the person wearing it is a child. And you would have imagined that would have dispelled any or put off anybody from making any kind of comment in relation to that. You would have thought in a proper world that would happen.
You would hope so. But I also think that a lot of this, and well, certainly from that particular article, it was saying that, you know, boys of a similar age are, you know, catcalling or whistling. That, I mean, in the segment we heard someone say that it was older men as well, but I think the news article was saying that it was particularly, you know, boys. But the interesting thing for me is how these things are reported on, how it's always the girls who are being objectified. That will be the headline rather than boys are objectifying or boys are catcalling young girls. It's always the women. Why is it always the women? And why is it always the women in the articles? Like, even in the Voice piece that we just heard, it was, you know, girls will have things said to them, like this passive voice, as though the men are not, you know, are innocent. And I think we need to start changing the way we speak about it. Instead of it's girls are being objectified, it's boys are calling out young girls on their way to school, so that men are, you know, it's not this boys will be boys attitude, it's boys will be held responsible for their actions.
Yeah, are they not held responsible? Do you think they're not held responsible for their actions at the moment? Do you think they get away with it, they're told it's okay to do that? Maybe not directly, but indirectly told it's okay to do that.
But I mean, this is a microcosm. We often talk about these sort of stories as a, you know, separate from all of the other stories, you know. So this is like a little segment on your news show, but at the top of the hour we'll be talking about the big story, which is that, you know, a senator has been elected, like in the US, in spite of the fact that this has, that he has been accused of whatever. Those stories are linked, those things are linked, and the more we see that men are getting away with this sort of behaviour, or that they are not, you know, that they are, in spite of their actions, being given the jobs that they apply for or whatever the case may be, we see that as normal. And it's not normal. But the more that we report on it, I think the media have had a lot to do with this sort of objective, like making the school uniform sexy, let's say,
yeah,
you know,
which is ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous. But if they have had a part to play in it, they also have a huge role in undoing that, I think.
Okay, are we bad in this country? I'm just recalling a piece I read from an Australian woman who was here in that Irish Times, you know, the Emigrant's Eye or whatever, and mm-hmm. she was talking her experience of being an Australian woman in Ireland, and she said she couldn't get over at how women were respected here compared to Australians. She said it actually gave her the confidence to go back to Australia and say to somebody, sorry, it's not all right to wolf whistle me, which she was saying was quite routine in her country. Are we better in this country, or do you think we're as bad as anywhere else?
I'm not sure about like in general, but in my experience, I certainly feel like I've just come back from the States where I'm working at the moment. And in the States, I feel like a woman. Whereas here, I just feel like a normal, equal citizen. I do feel.
Why do you say that?
When I'm in the States, men treat me differently. Whether it's they censor themselves, like if they swear in front of me, they'll be like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, ma'am.
Yeah. And it's like, why are you censoring yourself in front of me? Because that hints to a completely different purview from the men in Ireland who will just kind of treat. But I think Ireland also has been a kind of a, you know, women have been treated terribly, but also in the home, there's this like, oh, I better get home now from the pub because the wife will go crazy. Mm. And there is that sort of at least taking into account how she is going to react that I don't think exists sometimes in other countries.
All right. OK, fascinating stuff. Listen, thanks for coming into us. Stephanie Preisner, a screenwriter and author. Let us know your views on this. Is sexual harassment something that you get on at all in this country? Is it something you remember when you were at school yourself? I just find it extraordinary that wearing a school uniform, you would get any kind of harassment. 53106, let us know your stories.